is a Fox News alert. I'm Laura Cantor. Democratic incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto winning the Nevada Senate race over her Republican challenger Adam Laxalt. Her win means the Democrats will maintain control of the Senate. In the meantime, there's still the December 6th runoff in the Georgia Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Here's Walker on One Nation with Brian Kilmeade.
What I'm going to do as a senator is be senatorial. He's not. He's now as a pastor that has broken almost every commandment he could break. And I ask this question here. If he can't keep the oath to our almighty God, do you think he's going to keep it for you?
It's the second time Senator Raphael Warnock has had to fight for the seat in a runoff election. Senator Warnock came out ahead by less than 1 point in the initial election. Meanwhile, President Biden addressing the members of the Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Cambodia Saturday, where he discussed the focus of the summit.
Together, we will tackle the biggest issues of our time, from climate to health security, defend against the significant threats of rule-based order, to rule-based order and to threats to the rule of law.
The president is set to meet with the leaders of South Korea and Japan Sunday before leaving for the G20 summit in Indonesia. With the border crisis still in disarray, the White House says U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Chris Magnus has resigned from his position. Magnus said his resignation is effective immediately. Two historic World War II aircraft colliding in the air before crashing at a Veterans Day show in Dallas. No word yet on the number of people on board the aircraft. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Saturday Night Live writer boycotting tonight's episode hosted by Dave Chappelle due to past statements he made regarding transgender people. Fox's Nate Foy has more from New York City.
It's actually one writer who has requested to take the week off as Chappelle is set to host SNL. But that writer uses they, them pronouns, which could be leading to confusion about how many writers are actually participating in any sort of boycott. But this writer specifically is too inexperienced to be writing with Chappelle, so it's not going to affect his performance. Chappelle's rep tells us it is business as usual. Of course, this has followed Chappelle for years, but this post really stirred things up this week. SNL writer Celeste Young posting, quote, "I'm trans and non-binary. I use they, them pronouns. Transphobia is murder and it should be condemned."
In the aftermath of the midterm elections, Florida Republican Congresswoman-elect Anna Paulina Luna discusses the Hispanic voting bloc for Republicans on Fox News Live.
I think level of disrespect that the Democrats had for our voting bloc, almost that they assumed that we'd just support them. I think that those were all factors. You know, Jill Biden calling us breakfast tacos, Nancy Pelosi referring to us as crop pickers.
The holiday season in New York kicks off with a yearly tradition.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, not exactly. It's been in the upper 60s in Manhattan, and the decorations aren't out. But the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrived this weekend. A crane hoisted the 82-foot, 14-ton Norway spruce into place. Workers will attach 50,000 lights and a Christmas star with 3 million crystals. The tree will be lit up on November 30th.
Sure, it's Christmas.
That's Fox's Roger Stern. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.